Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Horticulture Council was recently approved for $617,000 in funding by the State Ag Development Board to continue this year its work in market analysis, research, and promotion of horticultural crops as an option for Kentucky farmers. Hort Council Executive Director Max Stone.
Yes, sir. Horticulture, we're just glad to be considered one of the big four with beef, dairy, Kentucky Proud, and horticulture. So we really appreciate the support of the board. You know, going back to 15 years of the board, Kentucky was late getting into the produce business because they did have tobacco. So those that have gotten in and are still in it, there's a lot of diversification still going on, different marketing outlets that growers have. So the funds we get from the board do a lot for field trials and education work out in the state through the UK and KSU Extension Program.
This interview with Stone came just before recent annual meetings of the state fruit and vegetable growers, and he referenced their role in initiating research projects with UK and KSU.
There's no other place for them to get funding to do variety trials for how tomatoes or sweet corn or those types of crops do in Kentucky with our climate. So those reports will be scattered throughout the Fruit and Vegetable Conference.
More with Max Stone in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Horticulture Council CEO Max Stone says the success of roadside markets and community farmers markets and CSAs speaks to the current success of direct marketing. Entry into wholesale markets can be more challenging.
You've got to have good, efficient volumes in order to make money in the wholesale business, which is very different than those direct marketing.
Challenges ahead for both direct and wholesale marketers will be requirements of USDA's new Food Safety Modernization Act, requiring monitoring and safety audits.
So the Hort Council has directed some funds. We have an individual that can go farm to farm, tell you exactly what you need to do, sort of help you with crafting your manual. So we just feel like if we can help one at a time, then we're going to keep those people in the business that they've worked so hard to get to.
That update with the Kentucky Horticulture Council's Max Stone. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.